everybody. It is the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louie DiBiase joining you on today's edition of the show. It is Friday, May 17th, and we're coming to you with an interesting topic today, and it kind of gets into the report yesterday that the Eagles and Carson Wentz could be close to a deal worth up to $30 million a year. And I know we talked about it a little bit with Gino on Wednesday's edition of the show, and we've touched on it really a couple times throughout the past couple weeks as the news has built up and built up. You know, we've heard throughout the offseason that Howie Roseman really wants to pay Carson Wentz long term. I always kind of thought, yeah, of course they want to. I didn't think a deal was going to get done right now because of the health concerns with the back injury. Still, I don't think being 100%. We'll find out more in a week when we see Carson Wentz and the Eagles hit the field. And then throughout June, again, the big stuff starts up in June. June 11th is the real start, I think, of summer activities when we'll really understand more about his health. But it seems like Howie Roseman was serious that he wants to get this done right now. And we're going to get into a different part of this whole topic and kind of a debate, and it's the impact of paying a big-time quarterback a lot of money, right? Breaking the bank on one of these guys in a salary cap world, and I say salary cap world very lightly because in the NFL, it is not the same as, you know, you look at the NHL with the hard cap that they have. The NFL, very different. You've seen the Eagles be able to do a lot with what always seems like a little amount of cap space. There always seems to be enough money to do what you want to do. So, but again, it is still in a salary cap world. People are always concerned giving one player a large chunk of your salary cap percentage, and I understand it, but I want to get into really if that concern is warranted, if it's something that actually does hold back a team from winning, separate from, you know, the opposite of what maybe the intention really is, and it's to have sustainability in your contention by paying this quarterback, which is the most important position. So we'll get into my side of it. I want to get into the details because I had a couple good discussions with some of our listeners on Twitter, and you can always get in on the conversation on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and myself on Twitter at DiBiase LOE and Gino at Gino _ LOE. But I want to get into that. I mean, if the Eagles pay Carson Wentz $30 million a year, which would put him in the top four, so right now the highest paid annually per year, average salary per year, Russell Wilson now is at $35 million a year. Big Ben's at 34. Aaron Rodgers at 33. Wentz seemingly would slot right behind Rodgers at 4. Kind of tied, I think, with Matt Ryan, who is fourth right now with $30 million a year. So he would kind of get right in there at the top four. So I think it's going to be an interesting topic, and we're going to get into it more in the next segment. I mean, are we more fearing paying Wentz himself, the player? Are we just fearing paying one player or the position itself? I want to get into what people are kind of thinking about this whole topic, what their concerns are, and while I get it, I don't know if it's 100% warranted based on, you know, the history and the track records of these teams that do pay the quarterbacks. And that's coming up right here on today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. If you missed any of our past episodes, we ranked the strengths of the Eagles roster on Wednesday. Then Gino kind of took that to another level on yesterday's edition of the podcast. He got into the entire NFC East division and ranked position by position. So, you know, which quarterback room is the strongest in the NFC East? What about the defensive line, the secondary? So that's a good podcast as well. We recommend you check that out on any podcast platform that you're hopefully subscribed to the show. Hopefully you're leaving us some rates and reviews. We always appreciate the listener feedback, and you can always listen to it as well if you're on the desktop on LockedOnEagles.com. Let's say, you know, you're like me and I'm kind of an idiot. I've always had storage issues on my smartphone. So it's, for me, podcasting is something I like to, of course, do, but it's something I like to listen to specifically on my computer, and I use Safari. Good thing I have unlimited data because podcasting, I have so many that I like to listen to. There's so many out there, and that's why we, of course, appreciate you listening to us if you're choosing us for your Eagles talk. But, you know, storage is a problem, so you can always check us out as well on our website so you don't have to worry about downloading podcasts. But of course, we do recommend you do that for, you know, better quality and to make sure. Hey, we're again 4 to 5 days a week we are posting the Locked On Eagles podcast. A couple this week with 3 and 3 last week just because I graduate college tomorrow. But then next week we'll really get back to 4 to 5 days a week. We got some really good guests. So Hey, that's why you got to subscribe to the show to make sure it's consistently getting into your phone each and every day. So on your commute home or on your commute to work, you can hear me and Gino in your car. So coming up next, I want to get into, is the fear about Carson Wentz, breaking the bank on Carson Wentz specifically, or is it about just paying anyone this amount of money? That's coming up right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And today we're sponsored, guys, by ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place, and that's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, they scan thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. They're so effective, guys, that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's right, 80% within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. It's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. That's ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. LOCKEDON. No spaces and no caps. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Eagles podcast today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. So today we're getting into a more detailed discussion about Carson Wentz's inevitable contract extension. And we've gotten into, of course, the health. I thought right now I wouldn't have done it because I want to make sure this back injury, these stress fractures in the back, sometimes they can never heal. Sometimes it's something that they're going to deal with for the remainder of their career. And while I'm not concerned about Carson Wentz and his play style as much as other people are, I'm pretty confident that if this back injury can get fully healed, that it can be behind him for the rest of his career. But I want to make sure, because right now we do not know if he is 100% healthy. We're still kind of in the time frame of the recovery process, that he could be still, you know, dealing with the injury, still could be nursing it and making sure. And of course, they need to have a cautious approach, right? I mean, last year, I feel like Wentz specifically was really pushing to get back out on the field to show the world that this was still his team and that he was still the MVP candidate that he was in 2017. This year, I definitely expect them to be slower, to hold him back as long as possible to make sure this thing is right. But that's why, for me, until I saw him 100%, I wasn't really going to be confident in giving him a contract that's, again, top four in the NFL, only behind a couple players, and he'd be right next to Matt Ryan in the top four. So, but there, hey, I mean, like, once again, I've said it a couple times on the show, you got to be feeling pretty good about the injury if they're willing to give him, you know, $30 million a year. And again, I'm sure that there's going to be playing time incentives in there like they like to do. I mean, you saw the way they constructed Blake Countess, his contract. He didn't want to take a pay cut with the Rams, and the Eagles kind of maneuvered it. I mean, again, Howie Roseman is just fantastic with the salary cap and with contracts. That I expect a lot of that to be similar with this Carson Wentz contract, with contingencies in there, a lot of protections for the franchise and the organization, but it also gives Carson Wentz more guaranteed money the more he plays. So you got to be feeling pretty good about that. But some people still really just don't like the idea of paying a quarterback a lot of money, or really just a player in general. I mean, paying someone, you see now guys like Aaron Donald getting paid like quarterbacks, or at least what Aaron Donald's getting paid now. You could go back not that far along. I was on the Over the Cap website and was kind of looking at some of these salaries, the average salaries of quarterbacks throughout the years, and you know, Michael Vick was in the top five when the Eagles gave him that contract in 2010, and it was only, you know, $14 to $15 million. So now you see Russell Wilson getting $35 million. I mean, this is where the league is going. This is what this position is getting paid now, especially with the cap going up every single year. I mean, Russell Wilson even said it himself. He expects the cap to go up every year, especially if sports gambling gets legalized. The NFL is going to, and all sports are going to benefit off of that. So this is the way it's going, though, and if you want a quarterback of Wentz's ability, you have to do it. I'm just curious for you out there that don't want this mega deal to happen. What is your alternative solution? Because, all right, let's say you're going to bring up Nick Foles, right? You're going to say, well, they won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, and this roster is absolutely loaded. You don't need to have a elite caliber player. I don't want to label Wentz elite just yet because, once again, 2017 showed he could do it. Now we got to see if it's consistent. I even saw it last year, made me feel pretty good that that's what he's going to be throughout his career. But we've seen the likes of Derek Carr blow up on the scenes and then fall off. So not going to say he's elite yet. But let's say you don't think you need that kind of player, and you could get by with a Nick Foles. Well, Nick Foles himself got $22 million with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's only $8 million less than probably what Wentz is going to get. So for me, what do you want to do? I understand that paying a rookie deal for a quarterback of Wentz's ability, of Jared Goff's ability, of Patrick Mahomes' ability, it's a huge advantage because you're going to have a ton of salary cap space. I mean, the Eagles still, with all the moves they've made, have $21 million in space for 2019. I understand that you can load up and take advantage of that. And the Eagles really have, though. They've milked this thing as long as they can. But after that, if you know you have the guy, what are you going to do? Just draft a rookie all the time after 4 years each time? Are you going to use that fifth-year option and just keep milking five-year deals out of quarterbacks and then moving on? For me, considering how long it took to find a guy like Carson Wentz, I mean, how many Kevin Cobbs did we go through and Sam Bradfords of the world? And even Michael Vick had that big 2010 season, but he wasn't someone that was actually going to be the franchise guy. Even as much as we love Nick Foles and the legend that he is for winning the Super Bowl, Nick Foles is not someone that you can depend on, I think, for a 10-year span like a Donovan McNabb was, like we hope Carson Wentz will be. So I don't think there's really another option. And I get $30 million would be 15% of the cap. I was talking with one of our listeners on Twitter yesterday, and he was like, you know, 15% of the cap, that is a lot. There's a stat where only six teams have won a Super Bowl from 95 to 2017 with quarterbacks taking 10-plus percent. And I get that. I mean, that is a correct stat. But you also have to look at the caliber of quarterbacks that are always in the big games. Like I said, you look at the kind of money quarterbacks were getting paid back then, it really wasn't as much as it is now. But you still look at the guys that were consistently in the playoffs every single year. You look at the guys that were, maybe they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they were always in the big game. Those are the guys right now that are getting these mega deals that are always going to happen now. You have to pay even the likes of Dak Prescott and Mitchell Trubisky eventually, Jared Goff, guys that I don't think are going to be worth these $30-plus million deals. They are going to get them too. So, again, what is your alternative solution? You're going to have to pay almost anybody that's a decent quarterback this kind of money. I think Carson Wentz is worth it. And, you know, again, I know that that stat is out there about the 10-plus percent of the cap going to the quarterback. But once again, it didn't always work the way it does now with how much quarterbacks are getting paid. You still look at the early 2000s, Tom Brady was with those Patriots teams winning the three Super Bowls. Let's go down the line. I mean, last year, Tom Brady and Jared Goff, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. The year before, it was Nick Foles, but Carson Wentz, for the most part, really was big in getting Philadelphia to the Super Bowl. The year before, of course, it's Brady, 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 but Matt Ryan was in it. Matt Ryan's the fourth highest paid quarterback in the league right now. They were a collapse away from winning the Super Bowl. The year before, it was an MVP Cam Newton, and while Peyton Manning was a shell of himself, I mean, Peyton Manning, look at the AFC. Look at the past 19 years, how many quarterbacks, or let's cut it from when Tom Brady and Peyton Manning took over. The only guys that have represented the AFC in the Super Bowl have been Tom Brady, it's been Peyton Manning, it's been Joe Flacco one time, and other than that, it's Big Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that's really it. Before that, the last guy to represent the AFC with a different quarterback was what, 2004? No, not even, because that was, I'm sorry, that's Tampa, that's the year before, 2003, Tampa Bay versus Oakland. So Rich Gannon. So that shows you, I mean, when you have this kind of player, you're consistently going to be winning. You don't even have to be in the Super Bowl. Let's just look at the guys that are always in the playoffs. It's the players now that, while maybe they didn't get these mega deals back then, they didn't take up as much of the salary cap. Like I said, you're going to have to do this for almost anyone now that you find, unless you are confident that you're going to continue to strike in the draft quarterback after quarterback. And we see no one's hit rate is that good. There are still teams throughout their history, teams that have been around for decades on decades on decades, that have never had a legitimate star quarterback. And the Eagles have that guy. So, I know it's not ideal to pay one player that much money, but it's the way now the NFL works. You have to have that guy, or else what? I mean, are you okay? You'd rather have $8 million more on the cap and have Nick Foles as your quarterback? For me, and Carson Wentz is a better, more consistent player than Nick Foles. I'm sorry, Foles fans, it's just the case. And for $8 million more, That is something that they're going to have to do, and clearly they are going to do it. So for Carson Wentz itself, is there a concern about Carson Wentz? For me, the only concern is the back injury. That's the only reason I was hesitant about potentially paying him the big money, was that his back would not be fully healed yet. And that's something that could, look, the finger injury, the rib injury, the ACL, none of those to me were screaming injury prone. This guy's going to be injured all the time. A lot of them were fluky injuries, fluky accidents that just really you're not going to see sustainable. It's not like a soft tissue problem that Sam Bradford has, or, you know, right now Sidney Jones has. Hopefully he can kick that. But other than that, I mean, I don't know what on the field you don't like about Carson Wentz. I understand you can't just pay anybody, right? Jimmy Garoppolo should not be making the amount of money he does right now with that new contract. Matt Stafford, like I mentioned before, Derek Carr had one big year, and then he got that big contract. But I don't think Carson Wentz is in that group. Even last year, again, a lot of people are not happy with the 2018 season for Carson Wentz. But I still saw enough that showed me, considering he had a stress fracture in his back early, that offensive line last year did him no favors in the beginning of the season, and I think he suffered that injury really quickly. I would say right after that Tennessee game, he started to look different. Maybe the Minnesota game he suffered it, maybe it was the Giants game, or maybe you point to that Carolina game, but right around that London game in Jacksonville at the bye week, you could tell things were different with Wentz, the way he was moving, the way he was throwing the football, how he was favoring the middle of the field to Zach Ertz so much. To me, that was kind of screaming, hey, there's something wrong here. And yet, despite probably playing injured for a long period of time, it's why he's still recovering from the injury, he still had career highs in completion percentage at 69%. He still had career high in yards per attempt at 7.7. He had a career high in QBR. So this is a player that, while injured, I thought he got better as a passer in the pocket. So, and you look at the record. I know he was 6-7 when he got hurt. If the defense stops 1-4 and 12 against Carolina and a 4-19 in overtime against the Tennessee Titans, when Wentz is eventually pretty much put on the shelf, they would have been 8-5 in very good control of a playoff spot in the NFC East, which was just not a great division in 2018. So for me, even last year, I saw enough that if, again, it's just the back that is the problem, if that can get behind him, I'm in on paying him $30 million plus. Get him healthy again. Get him moving around in this offense that, again, is absolutely loaded right now. Allow him to make the plays in 2017 that made him so special outside of the pocket. Play action, especially with Miles Sanders. Now I think that in Jordan Howard, that's really going to help his play action. I mean, last year, Carson Wentz had the league's third highest play action passer rating. And he had it was 9.9 yards per attempt on play action passes, which was tied for fifth highest last year. Get him moving around, PA rollouts. You saw it that Monday Night Football game against Washington, plays down the field to Nelson Aguilar. Now you have DeSean Jackson. I guess you got to find what your concern is. Is it about just paying anyone in general? If it's about Carson Wentz, I understand you shouldn't, to me, give that contract. You shouldn't feel pressure just because everybody else is doing it to give a Dak Prescott $30+ million. But to me, Carson Wentz is a guy more so like a Big Ben, like a Peyton Manning, like Russell Wilson, that is going to be able to keep you in contention for a long period of time. And coming up next, that's what we're going to get into is why you should feel better about paying him. He is going to be someone that you can have winning football games and being a playoff contending championship caliber team throughout multiple eras. That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. So we're getting deep into the real details, the philosophy, and your issues with paying a quarterback $30+ million like Carson Wentz is seemingly going to get paid this summer. Here's why, again, I made the case for why even last year I'm confident in Wentz getting that deal, why you see the track record throughout the Super Bowls, specifically in the AFC. I mean, look, there's the outliers. There's the Nick Foles of the world. There's the Trent Dilfer stories, right? There's the Brad Johnsons. But that's three instances that's happened in 19 years. For the most part, You look at the Super Bowl winners, you look at the Super Bowl losers. I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson. Joe Flacco at the time had 12 touchdowns and no picks in the playoffs, so they won because of their quarterback. Eli Manning was a stud in the mid-2000s. Drew Brees won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. Right, no, most of the time, it's the quarterback, the star quarterback, that is helping you the most of anything win at a high level. And it's in multiple eras. And that's what I really prioritize with this contract is, and it's why I'm okay with it, is look, your roster is never going to be, it's not, or I shouldn't say never, it's not always going to be as stacked as it is right now across the board. The Eagles have talent everywhere. We ranked the strength of the roster on Wednesday, and we had a problem even with the last position at linebacker saying that's a weak position right now. So, and it's great. The Eagles are lucky. They have Wentz in their prime with everything around him to succeed, and it's nice to have him only on the books for $6 million. But again, that's not sustainable, and neither is having a roster this loaded, or at least I don't think. I'll credit Howie Roseman and give him the benefit of the doubt. But you see, not a lot of teams, not a lot of quarterbacks always have this for their quarterback. Let's just look at Donovan McNabb. On offense, like he had the defense early on, but then he lost the defense and finally got the offense for 1 year before he got traded to Washington. They finally drafted, DeSean Jackson in the second round. The next year they come back-to-back picks, wide receiver Jeremy Maclin in the first round. Then they take a running back in LeSean McCoy in the second round. They go 11-5, but they ship him out of town. So not every quarterback is going to have the situation Wentz does for the majority of their career. But as long as you have that player, you can get through multiple eras and be a really good football team, especially when you have not only Wentz, but you have the perfect coach for him in Doug Peterson that has clearly utilized the quarterback position better than almost any other coach. The only other ones I'd give more credit or as much credit as Doug Peterson for their work at quarterback is Andy Reid and really Sean McVay right now. So, and yeah, you're not going to make deep runs every year. There are times where, you know, right now the Packers are struggling to build around Aaron Rodgers. There's been times where Big Ben hasn't had the strongest teams on the Steelers, or Phillip Rivers kind of went through a little gap in the middle there where the Chargers, after the LT era, kind of failed to build around him. But now they're back to where their roster around Phillip Rivers is loaded. You look at Russell Wilson last year, kind of in a transition year. Everybody thought they were rebuilding. Russell Wilson, the key part of getting that team all the way to the playoffs. So, you know, you're going to see different versions of your, you know, we know, we've seen the amount of turnover the Eagles have had just in the past 5 years from the Andy Reid era, the Dream Team being deconstructed after it was constructed just 2 years before, and then Chip Kelly makes his own kind of hit the Chip Dream Team with his Sam Bradfords and DeMarco Murrays and Byron Maxwells, and now the Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman 2.0 era. So there's going to be different versions of your team really quick, but if you as long as you have this one consistent factor, the most important position in the game, the most important position in sports, and it's a guy like Carson Wentz, again, it's going to make sure that you are a good team. You're at least going to be in it every single year as long as they, you know, continue to meet that. Once again, you're not going to pay everybody. Matt Stafford has not done what the money is paying him to do. Derek Carr as well, same thing. But that's why then it's when the kind of conversation switches towards, it's not that you have a problem with paying the position or the player or a player this amount of money, it's who that player is. So I guess then it kind of switches to what your view of Carson Wentz is, and I think you guys all know the high opinion I have of Carson Wentz. One other thing before we wrap up that should make you feel confident that even after the big money goes to Carson Wentz, Howie Roseman adds talent everywhere, and he's shown he can add talent without just spending big, right? You look at the 2011 Dream Team year, they just were spending money, right? They were paying Nnamdi Asamoah after they had already traded for Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. They were paying Cullen Jenkins, Vince Young, Ronnie Brown. They gave Vic that contract extension. Chip Kelly threw a crap ton of money at DeMarco Murray and Byron Maxwell. Howie has showed he can add talent through taking advantage of teams that fall out of favor with a certain player that's young and making almost nothing. Look at Tim Jernigan. You look at Jay Ajayi. You look at Ronald Darby. He's shown he can use the trade market to grab talent. Golden Tate, I mentioned Ronald Darby. He can make value signings that end up being, you know, big-time players. You look at Zach Brown this year, I think is going to be one of those guys. Roddy McLeod and Brandon Brooks weren't really big spending free agents in 2016. He has shown that he can add talent across the board without just spending big money. Even his draft record is a lot better now than maybe it was, you know, at the end of his run the first time as general manager. So I think Howie has proven, and with the salary cap too, that even when it seems like they don't have a lot of money, there are so many ways around salary cap space that, I mean, look at it right now. They have $21 million in space. Paying Carson Wentz isn't going to kill this team. They have most of their core intact for at least the next couple years. I'm confident in it, even if they give Carson Wentz the $30-plus million, which not if, it's just a matter of when at this point, that the Eagles are still going to be a team, a force to be reckoned with for a long time, as long as he's under center. It's just, look, you've seen it in the NFL. The track record shows that when you have a caliber player of a Carson Wentz at this position, if he's healthy, that you can win with talent around him consistently changing. It's just the way it goes when one guy plays for, you know, a decade long. He's going to see multiple eras of that team change around. But as long as they have him under center, you're going to be a good team. And I think that they have a guy in-house that deserves that money. So I think you should be feeling okay about it when they give him the $30-plus million deal. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Thank you for joining me on today's show. We will be back next week. We got a lot of fun podcasts. We got some good guests and, you know, a lot of activity coming up. The Eagles hit the field for the next couple weeks. Before you know it, we'll have training camp, we'll have preseason, and then the 2019 regular season, which has a lot of high expectations. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiase LOE. Follow my co-host Gino at Gino_LOE. As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds!